Welsh language, which Kate LeBond did probably more often in her early career. I don't think there's any tracks on her last record that deviate from English. But yeah, her first EP actually was entirely in the Welsh language. It's a title that I will not attempt to pronounce. We're going to look at a few of those friends coming out of Wales in this next set. We're going to start off with a track from Gruff Rees, who's actually the member of Super Furry Animals that Kate LeBond first toured with. I thought it'd be cool to put one of his tracks on the playlist today, because he just released an album in 2021, I think this month. Still incredibly new. It's called Seeking New Gods. Definitely an entertaining listen. I'm going to be checking out a song from that called Hiking and Lightning, which, hearing it after the release of the record, I was kind of surprised that it wasn't a single. It's got a wonderfully poppy energy. There's also something sort of playfully dangerous about the lyrics, especially the hook, that obviously deals with hiking and lightning. Not the best idea. After that, another contemporary Welsh psych musician, Gwenno. We're going to be hearing a track from Gwenno's 2018 record, Le Cove. We're going to be checking out the fifth track from that. That is a wonderful release. It really comes out of the gate swinging with those first two tracks. Probably the most poppy moments across the board on that thing. Yeah, music that is poppy but manages to still be delightfully strange. Has also collaborated with Gruff Rees and members of Super Furry Animals, much like Kate LeBond. I'd be surprised if the two didn't know each other or hadn't met at some point, especially because they seem to be drawing from a similar set of influences, coming from the same country of origin. Yeah, they have to have run into each other at some point, I would imagine. After that, we're going to be looking at one of Kate LeBond's label mates. Kate LeBond, on her most recent record, Reward, signed to Mexican Summer, one of my favorite record labels right now. I think they're operating out of Brooklyn. So yeah, Reward is Kate LeBond's first full-length record with Mexican Summer, though she did release a collaborative project with Bradford Cox of Deer Hunter for the Marfa Myth series that Mexican Summer does. So there's some interesting stuff on that as well. Couldn't fit those songs into today's set list, but maybe sometime in the future. But yeah, we're going to be looking at another artist signed to Mexican Summer that draws from a similar set of introverted 60s folk influences. Jessica Pratt. We'll be checking out a track from her most recent record, 2019's Quiet Signs. We're going to be listening to one of her most popular tracks, kind of across the board, called This Time Around. I remember reading somewhere online somebody comparing that track to a Caetano Veloso song. We looked at Caetano Veloso, I think, 2 weeks ago. And there's something about that that does feel right to me. It is a very tasteful acoustic number. Some wonderful chords and melodies on that thing. Then we're going to end this set off with a track from Drinks, which is the collaborative project between Kate LeBond and Tim Presley. Tim Presley, probably most famously of White Fence, has had a long career up to this point, releasing very out there psychedelic projects. Kate LeBond attributes a large part of her rediscovery of what can be fun about music, like I talked about in the beginning of the show. Getting back into music just for the cathartic hobby aspect of it. Yeah, she attributes that a lot of that process to working on this project with Tim Presley and just listening to Tim Presley's music in general, that he seems to have such a good time with it. There's a certain fun, entertaining energy that comes through on a lot of his releases. Even though they are pretty out there, it seems like they're out there just because he's entertained by that. It's just really cool to hear the two of them working together on such a strangely catchy project. We're going to be checking out the very angular, no-wavy track Hermits on Holiday from the first record they released together. First of two. But before we get there, from Kate LeBond's second record, we're going to be checking out a track called Fold the Cloth. Thank you.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. From Ipanema to the World, I am Flavio Chamis, and tonight we bring a star of the Brazilian guitar world. He has been in Pittsburgh a number of times, but also played in more than 60 countries around the world. Despite being relatively young, he has dozens of CDs, DVDs, and is the winner of several important music competitions, including the Montreux Jazz. Diego amazes his audiences not only with his exceptional technique, but especially with his joy of playing. He makes new fans every time he enters the stage, and I am sure that at the end of this program, he will have some new friends. We have Diego as a guest of this program, as he was playing in Pittsburgh at the James Studio just a couple of weeks ago. Welcome to this program, Diego Figueiredo.
This is Diego Figueiredo. I'm a guitarist from Brazil, and it's a great pleasure to be here from Ipanema to the World with Flavio and share a little bit of my music with you. So I am from Franca. It's a small town in Brazil. I was born there in 1980, and I started playing very young. My father gave me my first guitar when I was 5 years old. And he was engineer for profession, but he loved music. He played the guitar for fun. And he used to play the old traditional Brazilian samba canção, choro. And he introduced me all that style. He loved to play the guitar the old way that they used to play the guitar in Brazil. And that was my first contact with music. And then a year later, when I was six, a cousin of my father, he played mandolin. And he gave me that mandolin when he died. So that was my beginning when I was 5, 6 years old. I have a brother, he's older, and he's a guitar player. So he started studying before me. And so I had two influences in my home, my brother and my father. And then my father was trying to find the best teacher around my city. And I was so lucky because one of the best musicians I met in my life was living 40 miles from my hometown. So he was a doctor called Haroldo Garcia. And I started studying with this guy when I was just 12 years old. And then my mind opened totally with music and in Brazilian music, jazz and classical music. So then I start studying like for real. And then parallel with that, beside that, I studied classical music. So I studied for 6 years classical guitar with another teacher. And then I had a short time at the Tatuí Conservatory. But most during this time, I used it to study maybe 8 hours a day in my room. So creating my own ideas and studying. Beside that, I performed in rock band, pop band, bars. And so professionally, I started playing when I was 13, making my money to live with music. So after that, I started playing solos in theaters, doing some concerts by myself. And then I won some prizes that helped me a lot to keep moving. Visa Prize was one of the winners in 2001. And then I have, after that, the great Brazilian songwriter Belchior invited me to play with him. We stayed together for 7 years. But during this time, I used it to keep doing my solo concerts and my all things. And I had the opportunity to play two times at Montreux. There was competition, the guitar competition in Montreux Jazz Festival in 2005 and 2007 when I met George Benson and he loved my music and we became friends. And every time he goes to Brazil, he says, Diego, I am at the hotel, come here, let's play some. So it opened my music for Europe and the United States that time, 2005. And then I start touring a lot internationally. So the things start coming internationally that time. Plus with I start releasing albums since 1999. My first recording that is available, it's called Segundas Intenções. That's a solo guitar album, electric guitar. From that album, I suggest you could listen Brigas Nunca Mais and Sampa. Thank you.
Thank you.
when I started coming to the United States, 2006, 2007, I really love to be here because the opportunity that you have to play with all the musicians, it's wonderful. I had the opportunity to play with some of my idols that I used to listen when I was 13, like Larry Coryell. I played with him many concerts as duet, and I used to listen Larry when I was very young. So it was a dream, like play together for a long time, and he loved Brazilian music, and it was wonderful. Stanley Jordan, too, another guy that we had the opportunity to play, and we're still playing together. We have a couple concerts coming together, and we recorded one live concert at Montreux, Rio Montreux Jazz Festival, probably to coming soon. It's not released yet. And other guys, George Vance, I used to play with some great jazz musicians that I love. John Clayton, bass, Jeff Hamilton, all guys that we used to listen when we were very young. So America brought me that experience, that great experience to be on the jazz scene, to perform with all these guys. And so there is one guy that I love to play with. It's my friend, Khaled. He's a wonderful clarinet and sax player, Khaled Kempeplosk. Maybe we could listen one of the songs of the album, Amizade. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
This was Retrato in Branco e Preto, before that Apelo, and we opened this set with One Note Samba, all with Diego Figueiredo and the saxophone or clarinet of Ken Poplowski. Diego Figueiredo, a star Brazilian guitarist, is the guest of our program tonight.
So there is another friend that we used to play together. It's a great singer, a French singer called Cyril Aimé. I'd say let's listen to an arrangement we did together of Caravan.
Night and stars above that shine so bright, the mystery of their fading light that shines up in our caravan. Across the sand, so I may keep this memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting, resting in my arms as I thrill to the many charms of you. Upon my shoulder beneath the blue, where I can find my dreams come true, beneath the desert caravan. Thank you.
I just recorded a new album called Follow the Signs. This is an album with guitar, electric bass, and percussion with string quintet. This is most original songs, 11 originals. It's just one arrangement of Mist that I did in the version of Bolero. So let's listen one of this or two of this the songs. I suggest Follow the Signs and Mist. Thank you.
recognize that song, Misty, Errol Gardner, Pittsburgh, but this time in a bolero version by Diego Figueiredo. He is the Latin Grammy nominee guitar player we're listening in today's program. We have time to finish with just the two of us, with Diego Figueiredo and the voice of Cyril Aimé. Thank you for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Always glad when you listen to us on Fridays at 7 p.m. on WRCT FM 88.3 in Pittsburgh or live streaming at wrct.org. Enjoy the guitar of Diego Figueiredo and the voice of Cyril Aimé.
Crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us. Oh, just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. We look for love, no time for tears, wasting water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. Oh, just the two of us. Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I. I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us. Just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try, just the two of us. Just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. Day da da day, day da da day, day da da day, day da da day.
There is a CD I recorded in 2007 called The Standards, and one of the songs that I would love to share with you is Rosa by Pixinguinha.
Could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz. Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-syllable word.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Some absolutely unbelievable deposition transcripts have been published, and they relate to very dangerous fruit. It appears as though, you know, Donald Trump, remember when he kept talking about the oranges of an investigation?
Take a look at the oranges of the investigation.
It looks as though that may not have been just a verbal glitch. He might actually have some kind of an irrational fear of fruit. We have testimony from when Donald Trump gave a videotape deposition in October related to a lawsuit filed by some protesters against the former president's security staff who are being accused of assault. And Trump gave videotape deposition, and the topic of dangerous fruit, apparently almost an obsession for Trump. We're going to look at a little bit of the deposition transcript here. Trump was asked, okay, and you said that if you see someone getting ready to throw a tomato, just knock the crap out of them, would you? That was your statement. And Trump said, oh, yeah, it was very dangerous. And Trump was asked what was very dangerous. And he said, we were threatened. With what? Trump says they were going to throw fruit. We were threatened. We had a threat. Trump was asked, how did you become aware that there was a threat that people were going to throw fruit? And Trump said, we were told. I thought Secret Service was involved in that, actually, but we were told. And you get hit with fruit. It's very violent stuff. We were on alert for that. The questioner says, a tomato is a fruit after all, I guess. And and Trump says, and you know what? And then Mr. Goldman says it has seeds. To which Trump says it's worse than tomato, it's other things also. But tomato, when they start doing that stuff, it's very dangerous. There was an alert out that day. Trump was asked, who were you speaking to when you said, and Trump says, the audience. And the question then is, so you were speaking to the audience when you said, if they saw someone getting ready to throw a tomato, just knock the crap out of them, would you? And Trump said that was to the audience. It was said sort of in jest, but maybe you know a little truth. It's very dangerous stuff. You can get killed with those things. The questioner says, so were you trying to incentivize people to engage in violence? Trump's lawyer objects. And then Trump says, no, I wanted to have people be ready because we were put on alert that they were going to do fruit. And some fruit is a lot worse than tomatoes are bad, by the way, but it's very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Now, I do want to say it is absolutely true that a tomato is a fruit. Fruit is the sweet and fleshy product of a tree or plant that contains seeds and can be eaten as food. And when you talk about a tomato, the fruit grows from the flower of the tomato plant, and thus tomatoes are indeed fruits. I would make the case that the most dangerous fruit would technically be a pumpkin. A pumpkin both is a fruit, which a lot of people don't know, but it is. And the record heaviest fruit in the world was a 2,600-pound pumpkin. That could easily kill someone. I mean, that's like dropping a small car on someone. The trick would be, of course, picking it up. And how you pick it up, I don't know. Guys, this is crazy. Fruit. They were put on notice about fruit. And it reminds me of the great film Mrs. Doubtfire, of course, with the late Robin Williams, the infamous scene.